Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bible and turn to Jeremiah chapter 13. We'll be reading there in just a moment about how Jeremiah taught by object lessons. We're in the midst of a study of Jeremiah, the prophet of courage, and we'll continue with that study in just a few moments. I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, before we get into this Sunday school lesson, I want to return again to an argument that has been made to try to justify the drinking of alcoholic beverages. I think it is universally admitted by those who have any understanding of the Bible, even if they don't agree with it, they understand that the Bible condemns drunkenness. And then the argument is made, well, it's wrong to be drunken, but that doesn't mean it is wrong to drink. And the idea that they have there is maybe if you just drink short of becoming drunken, then that would be okay. I heard one fella describe it this way. I'm not going to judge someone for drinking until he becomes sloppy drunk. Well, that's the problem when people start imposing their own ideas and judging according to their own standards and not according to the standards of God. Because drunkenness in the Bible is not just being sloppy drunk. You know, the body can metabolize a very small bit of alcohol. We're talking about a teaspoon or something like this. You're not going to get drunk by eating grandmother's rum cake. It might be flavored with a little alcohol in it, but that's not something that's going to make you drunken. But you don't have to have very much alcohol at all as a beverage, and you exceed the ability of the body to metabolize that. And then the alcohol goes to the brain, and you are on the path of being drunken. Now, you may be only one drink drunk, but that's how drunk you are. And the thing about being drunken, it doesn't always show up as being sloppy drunk. Just a very little bit begins to impair the brain's ability to use good judgment. And that is why people often do things or say things after they have been drinking that they would not have said and done if they had exercised a little bit of judgment. You're not sloppy drunk when you kill someone with an automobile while you're driving down the road. Just a very small bit of alcohol in the blood can impair you enough to where you think you're driving well when you are driving to kill. It's not the one that's sloppy drunk that does the killing with the automobile. Why, he's weaving all over the highway and probably won't be on the highway very long before he is off in the ditch. And people know and can see the erratic driving there and avoid that person. It's the one that had only a little bit and thinks he is cool and he is good. He is drunken and he's the one that kills. So when the Bible condemns drunkenness, don't set your standard off at the extreme and says, well, I too will condemn sloppy drunk, but I won't condemn someone that just drinks for a little bit of buzz or just to relax or something like this. But that little bit of buzz and that little bit of relaxation that they get from this poisoned beverage is drunkenness. And so that is condemned as well. Now, let me get to this lesson on Jeremiah. I have another thing about alcohol that I'll mention in the next lesson that comes up. We'll handle these arguments one at a time that try to justify that. But I want us to have time for our study. I'm looking at a Sunday school lesson for June the 3rd, 1923. And in talking about Jeremiah and the book of Jeremiah, this Sunday school lesson says, great and grievous were the sins of the people, rebellion against God, rejection of His word, dishonesty, oppression of the poor, covetousness, murder, adultery, falsehood, treachery, deceit, idolatry with all its abominable practices, and so forth. Jeremiah's prophecies and his advice to submit to Babylonian captivity as chastisement greatly displeased the people as well as the king. And Jeremiah was shut up and at times placed in a dungeon, a horrible pit. His life was a martyr's life. Chapters 25, 26, and 27 are examples of Jeremiah's warning and advice to Jehoiakim's reign. Jeremiah has been called the weeping prophet. We cannot read his prophecies and not be impressed with his tears and lamentations over the sins of the people and his earnest prayers to God. We should really read the entire book of Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah often taught by object lessons. There's the story of the girdle hidden in the cleft of the rock by the Euphrates River. Let me read that object lesson to you from Jeremiah chapter 13, and I'll read verses 1 through 11. Thus saith Jehovah unto me, Go and buy thee a linen girdle, and put it upon thy loins, and put it not in water. So I bought a girdle according to the word of Jehovah, and put it upon my loins. And the word of Jehovah came unto me the second time, saying, Take the girdle that thou hast brought, which is upon thy loins, and arise, and go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in the cleft of the rock. So I went, and hid it by the Euphrates, as Jehovah commanded me. And it came to pass, after many days, that Jehovah said unto me, Arise, go to the Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence which I commanded thee to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates, and digged, and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people that refuse to hear my words, that walk in the stubbornness of their heart and are gone after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall be even as this girdle, which is profitable for nothing. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith Jehovah, that they may be unto me for a people and for a name and for a praise and for glory. But they would not hear. There's another object lesson that Jeremiah uses in Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 12 through 14, about jars of wine. Here, Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 12. Wherefore thou shalt speak unto them this word, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they shall say unto thee, Do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? Then shalt thou say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of the land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even their fathers and the sons together, saith Jehovah. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have compassion, that I should not destroy them. Another object lesson from Jeremiah is the famous story of Jeremiah going to the potter. We know what the potter does. The potter forms the vessel from the clay. We sing a song, Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Hear Jeremiah talk about the potter's vessel in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. the word which came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he was making a work on the wheels. And when the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hands of the potter, he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Jeremiah 18 and verse 5. Then the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith Jehovah? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to break down and to destroy it? If that nation concerning which I have spoken turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it? If they do that which is evil in my sight, that they obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore, speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I frame against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. But they say, It is vain, for we will walk after our own devices, and we will do every one after the stubbornness of his evil heart. There's another lesson that we read in Jeremiah about the broken bottle in the valley of Hinnom. And that is found in the 19th chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 19:1. Thus saith Jehovah, Go and buy a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the elders of the people and of the elders of the priest, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the gate Harsheth, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee, and say, Hear ye the word of Jehovah, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, which whosoever heareth his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense into it unto other gods that they knew not than their fathers and the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents, and have built the high places of Baal, to burn their sons in the fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the counsel of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hand of them that seek their life. And their dead bodies will I give to be food for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. And I will make this city an astonishment, in a hissing. Every one that passeth thereby shall be astonished and hiss because of the plagues thereof. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the distress wherewith the enemies and they that seek their life shall be distressed. Thus shalt thou break the bottle in the sight of the men that go with thee, and shall say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Even so will I break this people and this city, as one breaketh a potter's vessel, that cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury in Topheth, and there shall be no place to bury. Thus will I do unto this place, saith Jehovah, unto the inhabitants thereof, even making this city as Topheth, and the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah, which are defiled, shall be as the place of Topheth, even all the houses upon whose roof they have burned incense, to all the host of heaven.